Every single virtuous advertising platform on the web has some basic parameters to specify the ad quality. These metrics are used to determine the success of your ads on that particular platform. There are numerous online advertising platforms available, Google and Facebook being on top of them. The metric by which ad quality is measured in Google AdWords is termed as quality score, while Facebook measures its ad quality by means of relevance score. I've written this blog to provide people with the cognizance of Facebook's pivotal ad metric relevance score. Our team has conducted an in-depth analysis of the same and would like to share our notions with our audience. Without further ado, let's dive into the concept of relevance score. What is Facebook relevance score? Several factors are incorporated within the relevance score that ultimately certifies Facebook ad success. It tells how germane your ad campaigns are to a targeted group on onlookers when compared with your competitors. The value of this score fluctuates on a scale of 1 to 10. What can be the agreeable relevance score for an advertisement? If your score is above 8, you can be assured that your ads are highly pertinent to your targeted group of onlookers and are manifested to them often. This can be an agreeable relevance score for the advertisers. While if your score is less than 3, you need to spend some time and analyze what's going wrong with your ads. Why your ads are least relevant to your audience. Why Facebook is not serving your ads to them. In this case, you need to switch to premium to increase your ads reach. Why this relevance score is momentous. The relevance score is actually of great significance as it can reduce the CPC, cost per click, of your ad. The Facebook ad management system is fabricated in a way to ensure that all the ads are served to the right group of onlookers. Consider a scenario, when you and your competitor are targeting the same group of people. In this case, the ad that offers the best deal and is more relevant prevails. Make your ad relevant so as to get ahead of your competitors for the same deal. Looking over the statistics. To exhibit the eminent of relevance score, researchers have done a survey on a number of Facebook ads to evaluate how it can impact CPC. What they discovered was eye-popping. The same ad, targeting the same group of onlookers and with varying relevance score, performed discreetly on Facebook. The third one got a tremendous number of click, while the first one got only a few. Best strategies to improve relevance score. A/B test. What's the first thing viewers discern in an ad? The text or the images? Images, right? The images should be so alluring that it scroll stop the users while they're navigating in the newsfeed section. It can also influence the rate of conversion for an ad. For this reason, you can conduct a split test on certain images and comprehend which of them works. Ribald pictures work for some ad creatives, but I'd suggest you evade them. Use of such pictures can even undermine the relevance score of your ad campaign. While split testing the images, consider the following tips. Make use of a mascot. Reap the benefit of text images in case you need to convey something to your audience. Employ the face of a man to drive conversions. Use hilarious or outlandish images apropos to your brand and seize your audience's attention. If you possess a brand, you can make the utilization of a logo. Abridge retargeting windows. For Facebook ad campaigns, retargeting can be astonishingly efficacious as a couple of record-breaking ROAS figures emanate from retargeting ad campaigns only. Facebook entitles publishers to target people who have dropped in on your website over a span of 180 days. This is the retargeting scheme used by a vast majority of advertisers on Facebook. I'd suggest you abridge this long retargeting scheme. An ad campaign of 30 days or even 14 days would help yield a better outcome. Revise your targeting approach. There's a subtle distinction between targeting insufficiently and targeting too much. Both of these approaches have their own pros and cons. Excessive targeting leads to poor results as ads aren't been displayed to the right audience, while insufficient targeting results in low achievement as your ads will be displayed to the group of audience who aren't really responsive. One alternative is to commence an ad with a wide range of audience and allow Facebook to drive its learning curve. With this, Facebook detects the people in your target audience who can take the solicited action apparently. For this reason, the target on a wider coverage of the audience so as to get higher conversions. Utilize numerous ad variants. Provide users with numerous ad variants and decrease your ad frequency. What is ad frequency? Well, it is the value that determines how many times people have viewed your ad on an average. If this value is high, that means your ad is being served to your targeted group of audience frequently. You can understand how tedious it can be to see the same ad again and again. Negative responses may rise and the relevance score of your ad will decline. Run a diverse range of ad campaigns and preclude ad fatigue and elevate your relevance score. Moreover, you can see how to create the best performing ads by spying your competitors' ads that are short and also valuable using various ad spy tools like Power Ad Spy. Closing remarks. The Facebook relevance score is this an important Facebook metric one need to take into consideration. It determines how your ads are performing on Facebook, yet it doesn't improve your ad performance of its own accord. You can gain insight into your ad's relevance with this score and make improvisations in your current advertising strategy so that your ad creative and targeting could get better.